Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in, jingle bell time.
I suspect there's a lot of young people out there that have never heard these classic Christmas songs. Welcome back, everyone. 34 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's right, we're live here on the Small Business Advocate Show, as we have been for this is my 23rd Christmas to be doing my show. It's the 22nd live show. I missed one show, one Christmas Day show since 1997. And welcome back, folks. Merry Christmas, and it's Christmas Day in America. Actually, it's Christmas Day everywhere for all Christians. And I'm glad you're here, but I'm very excited about having Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is, she's just one of our favorite folks and one of my best friends in the world. She's so smart. She's an attorney. She's a tax expert. She is the small business expert on the planet. She's the J.K. Lasser's author, the guide to small business taxes. 2020, that's her new one. So many other books. Smooth Failing is her new non-tax book. And we couldn't do without her. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and we'll soon celebrate her 23rd year with us. Barbara, welcome back, and happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you so much. And I was trying to think about how many years I've been doing your Christmas program. And
well, just about all of them.
I think so. It's way more than 10. That's
oh,
sure.
Yeah. No, many, many, many. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here, Barbara. You know, Barbara, I've got so many friends, so many Jewish friends around the world, and we just have so much friendship and love together, and there's a to some degree our heritage, how we came up, the way we were raised, the Judeo-Christian ethic is part of what binds us together, I think. What do you think?
Well, for sure. I mean, absolutely. We come from the same lineage.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just yeah, we branched off, but it's the same basics. And there's one God, and we all believe
yeah,
in that.
That's right. You know, I have a wonderful story. In the South, there aren't a lot of every town has Jewish families, but there's not a lot of them. They're in the minority. And there's a story, there are a bunch of stories, but there's a story many years ago, one of the largest Protestant churches, one of the denominations, I won't say which one, literally was a large congregation, but it may have been during the Depression, I don't remember, but they were having a really hard time and they were just about to lose the church. They were about to go under. They couldn't keep their doors open. And the person who saved the church and who bailed them out and kept them going was a local Jewish merchant. How about that story?
Great story.
And of course it goes both ways. But I don't understand the hatred that's out there these days. What makes people hate other people? Where does that come from? What is wrong in a person's heart when they, even people that I'm disappointed in because of the way they behave, I don't hate them. What do you think?
I can't. It's hard to fathom, especially since many people who are filled with hate are supposed people of religion, and they profess this love, but then they hate people.
Mm-hmm.
It's baffling to me. And unfortunately, I mean, the sad thing is the incidence of anti-Semitism, the events that have
after
been happening
all we've learned
in this country and around the world, there are so many now. I can't grasp it. I just can't.
Well, and it seems to be growing. And
that's right.
Especially in Europe. I was reading a report the other day that anti-Semitism is growing in Europe. And And there seems to be more of it. You hear about it in the United States. There was the shooting in Jersey City. Hopefully that was an isolated situation. But then
like a few days later, there was an incident right on the subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In New York City.
Right. You know, wouldn't you think after millions and hundreds of thousands and thousands of years and all the things that we've accomplished, wouldn't you think after all this time we'd be able to get along? It's really surprising to me that we still have despots out there. We still have people like Putin and Xi Jinping and people like that who want to control other people. Folks, it's Christmas Day. It's 20 till the hour. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're talking about things like getting along with each other and valuing each other, respect. Things could work a lot better if we could just do that. Let's all think about that today. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.